The topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
This is Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. Do you want to live a more fulfilling life? Do you want to live your legacy and achieve your personal, professional, and financial goals? Well, coming up on Divya Parekh's Beyond Confidence, you will hear real stories of leaders, entrepreneurs, and achievers who have stepped into discomfort, shattered their status quo, and are living the life they want. You will learn how relationships are the key to achieving your aspirations and financial goals. Moving your career or business forward does not have to happen at the expense of your personal or family life, or vice versa. Learn more at www.divyaparekh.com and you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. This is Beyond Confidence. And now, here's your host, Divya Parekh.
Good evening, listeners. It's Monday evening and I'm so thrilled to be back with you. And I have to share, today we have a very special guest, a dear friend of mine. And I have known him for actually several years. So let me just kind of go back. I met this wonderful young man at a local meeting, you know, in North Carolina, and was very thoroughly impressed. And then we were all speaking at an entrepreneurial leadership conference. And then I saw Ryan speak at that conference and I was just impressed. And so I have to share with you folks, Ryan is a very special person. He's a very humble leader, no ego, nothing, and he brings so much to the table. He's not only accomplished, results-oriented, but he has a passion for developing leaders and building collaborative partnerships across both the public and private sector. So he started out in sales and marketing right after his graduation from NC State University in Raleigh, North Carolina. But he continued to build upon his strong work ethic and especially his tenacity. And now he is enjoying a blossoming career across various industries and creating organizational leadership, consulting, public speaking, team building, training, fundraising. And not only that, he has led Triangle Entrepreneurial Leadership, which is a phenomenal organization, folks, and I'm proud to say that I'm part of that, along with just recently we had a conference and we'll be talking about that. Additionally for that, you know, he is CEO for Jobs for Life, so we'll be talking about that too. And the key is that the Triangle Entrepreneurial Leadership has the mission to educate, empower, and equip entrepreneurs with the thinking and skill sets for financial, personal, and professional success. So basically, it's people-focused. And as you all know, my focus is people because I believe that when people are empowered, then the community is empowered, the family is empowered, and the whole world is empowered. So that said, I'd like to welcome Ryan. Welcome, Ryan. It's such a joy to have you on show.
Thank you, Divya. It's such an honor and a privilege to be here joining you this evening. Thank you for the invite and the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely, Ryan. So, Ryan, you know, we always start out with from the childhood memories because, you know, so many ways our childhood shape up our adulthood and our perceptions. So are there any memories that stand out for you and that may have helped you shape your career?
Absolutely, Divya. It's funny you asked that. In the work that I do now, you know, it's helping to help people to truly understand the dignity of work and how important that is and how we were created for work from the beginning of time. And, you know, I'm often sharing the story of how I just remember being fortunate to grow up in a neighborhood where both sets of my grandparents were in walking distance. And my grandmother, my mother's mom, had the garden out back, had the clothesline out back. And I just vividly remember, you know, not necessarily wanting to, but embracing the whole idea of work and, you know, the gardening, the hanging out clothes, taking out clothes, you know, taking out the trash, and just having those principles instilled in me at such an early age. And so, you know, so many childhood memories, I think, that shaped my career was just that. And then also, you know, the belief in God and higher power. Again, all those principles that I look back that I didn't understand back then, but they've been extremely vital to my career today.
No, definitely. And you talk about the clothesline and all that, you know, those open environments, you know, when we did not have all these cell phones, I mean, including myself, you know, so much of our time goes on technology, just, you know, children running around in fresh air and enjoying the sunshine in the summertime or for winter for that matter. So that said, you know, do you recall any personal memories, you know, where you just, you know, played, and what was it that you thoroughly enjoyed in your childhood?
Early childhood, it was, you know, the holidays and special occasions where our family got together. I'm very, very family oriented. And, you know, those were the occasions where our family would get together, you know, at the grandparents. I was fortunate enough to have family reunions. And again, just hanging out with family, building those relationships, learning, you know, again, how to share, how to get along, how to defend yourself and take up for yourself. And so I remember, you know, early on playing basketball and football in the backyard. And, you know, just those times where, you know, family would side against, you know, the other neighboring kids. And man, just a lot of fun times. But again, when I look back on it, a lot of principles were instilled. You know, we played a lot of backyard football, a lot of basketball, cut a lot of grass growing up, not realizing, again, learning entrepreneurship. You know, one instance in particular, I remember working for, actually it was my great uncle who had a lawnmower service. And I remember cutting grass, and he sent me to the door to collect the payment from the client. And I remember looking at the check, and it was like $65, something like that, to cut the grass, to cut the yard. And I knew we had cut that yard in about 30 minutes, maybe an hour. And I knew he paid me $4 an hour. This was way back, maybe, you know, several years ago, about 30 years ago. And he paid me $4 an hour. And I remember looking at the check and saying, huh, now he just got paid $65. He's going to pay me. He's going to pay me four of that. I'm on the wrong side of this equation. And so at 13 years old, again, not even really understanding what it was, but I knew even then that something was special about business ownership.
Right. And you're absolutely right. You know, going out there and making that money of yours. So we have listeners sharing, bringing back memories back in the good old days. Yes, folks, it's so true. You know, when I was a child, it's about the entrepreneurship. And I also recall making cards when I was young and then selling them. You know, it just mm-hmm. felt so good to mm-hmm. have, how should I put it? You know, as you described, it's just that seed of independence. It's just that seed that, you know, you have done something and you have been able to move forward in the field of entrepreneurship. So sounds like, you know, you had that seed of entrepreneurship since you were a child. And what continued to propel you towards the entrepreneurship?
So, you know, again, thinking back, that was one of the first instances. And then you know, I continued to work, you know, traditionally. And later on, in my career, I was actually introduced to network marketing. No clue really what it was, but the principles really spoke to me of ownership, residual income, these terminologies that I had never heard of. I went to a major conference one weekend and heard a guy from the stage share his story. And I never forget it, Divya. I was, you know, the shy kid, very scared of public speaking, didn't have a lot of confidence. But I remember this guy sharing his story from stage, and it's almost like instantly from hearing his story and looking at him, I developed belief. And I told myself that day, I said, man, if he can do it, you know, he wasn't impressive in his speech. He wasn't impressive in his dress. And so I think that gave me the confidence to say, wow, if this guy can own a business, can be successful, then I can too. And it was from there that I began to explore again, not deeply, but that was probably the next seed that was planted, you know, in my entrepreneurial journey.
No, definitely makes sense that you wanted to go ahead and just take that and put it into your life. So when you talk about going to the conferences and listening, and so many times what happens is that people are not investing in themselves. Mm. And when they're not investing in themselves, then they miss out on so many different things. And also wanted to share one very quick comment from a listener that oftentimes kids don't think about how the things in the younger years can play out in older years. So similarly, listeners, things that we invest in, people that we hang out with, the collaborations that we have, and how we go and invest in our own development can have an impact on our lives. So can you share from that point onwards, when you heard this gentleman speak, what was your next step?
Yeah, so like I said, that seed was planted, and actually I was about 18 years old then, and I never forget it. I always tell this story when I kind of share it to inspire younger audiences. You know, I remember coming home, Divya, super excited. It was about an hour and a half drive back home from that event. I probably got home 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, had school the next day. And I remember going in and hopping up on my parents' bed, turning the light on and saying, Mom and Dad, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be rich. I found a way. And I never forget it. My dad looked up at me with one eye, and he said, "You've been to one of them things, ain't you?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "Boy, go to bed. Those things don't work." And you know, I tell that story because, you know, so many times, Divya, we tend to make our decisions based on information that we get from people who don't have the results in their life that we want, and my father was simply trying to protect me based on an experience that he had earlier in life. And so I had a decision to make. Either I could make that decision based on where my father may have been scarred from an experience, or I could say, you know what, that was your experience, but I'm going to go out here and find out for myself. And so from that and on in life, you know, it was later on in life where I really began to understand the power and impact of association. But, you know, I hope somebody in your audience is listening tonight that, you know, mentor, there's two ways to learn, I believe. And one is through mistakes, and the other is through mentorship. And mistakes, you know, life is short. We don't have a long time. And so mentorship helps us to avoid a lot of the mistakes that we would have made on our own. And so my point is simply this, is that the power of association is that shortcut, is that mentorship to be around people who, again, have the fruit on the tree, who have the results in their life that you desire. And so it was shortly after that, I began to do just that, put myself around people who had the results that I wanted, who were going in the direction I was wanted to go in, who had like-mindedness, who spoke the language that resonated with me, who talked investing in yourself and how important that was, people who read books, and there's just such power in association. So, you know, that's been so instrumental in shaping my life and who I've become.
That's phenomenal. You said it, that, you know, there will be people in your life who will be telling you otherwise. There'll be naysayers who will be telling you that, you know, what you're planning to do is not going to work, and even go to a point in time where go to the length where they will say that, hey, you know, the dream that you have is not worthwhile. But as you said, it's so important to have that belief in yourself. And I like what you said is that, you know, going through the mentorship, you know, we all have such a short life. If you connect with people who are already where you want them to be, and then where you want to be, then learning from their learnings, because they've made the mistakes that you are going to make if you don't connect with somebody like that, and shortening your path to your success. So Ryan, let's say if we were on this interview again, fast forward a couple of years from now, celebrating your accomplishments, what might you have achieved then?
Great question. Well, I think a couple of things. One, it will be to have continued to build and develop this community of entrepreneurs in this life leadership, in this triangle entrepreneurial leadership tribe. I will be a published author with some content that we're using to teach under the umbrella of Excellence to Success, which is based all around my story. We will have developed programs and products and strategic partnerships, really giving people a launching pad to pursue their entrepreneurial dreams in entrepreneurship through this organization. And my goal and dream is to travel the world, inspiring audiences to go after their goals and dreams, to pursue their calling, to overcome those self-limiting beliefs. You know, I do what I do because it was at an event, it was in an audience where I was inspired and my life was changed and has continued to be changed. And being in audiences of like-minded people with someone from the stage sharing their story, and it inspired and resonated with me and caused me to go a little further along this journey. So published author, renowned public speaker, and then truly expanded this platform called Triangle Entrepreneurial Leadership.
Can you share with us what is your vision for Triangle Entrepreneurial Leadership? I know you've mentioned about having this published author, renowned speaker, and having programs, but how do you plan to extend it to your members and the community, especially, you know, you talk about entrepreneurial leadership. So just give our listeners a brief glimpse into it.
Sure. Well, the vision is to build a community, and we began to do that. So I probably need to add some specifics to that so we can measure it. But it is to build a community of educated, empowered, you know, purpose-driven leaders who think collaboratively, right? And that's you know, sometimes needs to be developed. But together we're building profitable and sustainable business models. I launched the company really to create a platform for me to share my story, but for other experts to come in and share their expertise, as you and so many others did at the conference last week. And so the mission is to continue to educate, to empower, and to equip. You know, it's one thing to educate, you know, that's information. But without action, you know, that's powerless. Then to empower means that is to help overcome those self-limiting beliefs. Now, to empower means that we've helped someone say, you know what, I believe I can do this. But then to equip means that you need some tools. And that's where we are now. After 3-4 years of building this, we've developed a runway to educate, and I believe we are empowering. And now it's time to develop those tools, because it doesn't matter how great a carpenter you are, you need a hammer to get some results. And so that's where we are with Triangle. So the vision, again, is to continue to build this community. And we're going to do that by continuing to educate, empower, and equip entrepreneurs with the thinking. That's a big part of it because, you know, I believe that when your why, when your desire is strong enough, you'll go figure out the practical, right? You know, when I teach financial literacy, you know, I don't talk a lot about budgeting. I don't talk a lot about, you know, the practical things. It's more about what is your long-term vision? What are your habits and behaviors? What is the thinking that drives your behavior? Because if you don't get the thinking right, you know, then your behaviors won't follow. But when you do, then you can go, you'll learn how to budget. You'll learn, I mean, you can do go on Google, whatever. You go figure out the how. And so my goal is to empower and equip entrepreneurs with that thinking, that mindset, so that they can succeed. But then again, not just personally, not just professionally, but also financially. So it's building this holistic entrepreneur who lives well. And then as the result of living well, they earn well. And then they're also now able and willing to reach back and bring somebody along with them, which is what community building is all about.
Mm-hmm. Very powerful. And, you know, we have talked about building the communities and the folks, you know, one of the sayings that I love is that a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yes.
Yep. So what Ryan is talking about here is not just building himself, but building a community and building a platform. Because I'll share with you, we were at this conference together that Ryan had arranged, and I cannot tell you the energy in the room was palpable. Everybody was just, you know, like ready to go and take action and connecting. So the thing is that, you know, alone you cannot do it. And one of my other favorite quotes is that individually we are a drop of water and together we are an ocean. So that's the power of community, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So the question mm-hmm. that has come in is, how do you get people to believe in themselves?
Wow, great question. Well, I think it's a couple of ways. You know, it's embracing, number one, our experiences, our backgrounds, our cultures. It's first of all, owning and embracing, you know, who we are. You know, what are those things that we've gone through, that we've been through, that have in essence, you know, made us who we are. And then from there, I believe it's all about education. There's a, you know, quote I say, it sounds kind of cliche-ish, but competence breeds confidence. I'll say that again. Competence breeds confidence. And so when as we begin to learn who we are, and we do that, again, that's where the power of association comes in. That's where the power of reading comes into play, because reading helps you to reframe. You know, we are who we are, what we are, and where we are in life, Divya, because of our thinking, because of what we believe. And the only way to change that is to change the information that we're telling ourselves. And it's like a computer. You know, a computer is only as good as the program you load into it. And it'll do anything you want it to do once you load it. And we're the same way. And so the results that we're getting in our lives are the results of the programming that we have. And in order to change that, we have to, as with the computer, deprogram, right? Unplug it, you know, wipe the hard drive clean, and then reload it with the information that will then compute or produce for us the results that we desire. And that's a very intentional process. You know, it can be done over time, and I believe it should continue. It can be done through immersion. Immersion means, you know, one of the greatest ways to learn a new language is immersion. You just go to the country and then hang out there. And changing our beliefs, eliminating those self-limiting beliefs can happen the same way. It can happen happen over time, which I think is a great strategy. Little bits of information consistently over time through reading, through listening, through association, but then also immersion, you know, where, putting yourself in the environment of like-minded people, of people who think like you want to think, who speak like you want to speak, who walk like you want to walk, you know, and if you're in those environments long enough, just like if you're in a country that speaks another language, a foreign language, if you're there long enough, you're going to begin to learn and develop that skill. And overcoming our self-limiting beliefs, I believe, is the same way. But I go back to it. It has to be very intentional. It won't just happen by accident. It's generally not a short-term process. And that's why personal development, that's why it's called development. You know, so many times we go to a workshop or a training, right? You know, it's an all-day training. You know, you get this nice notebook and you get the information, you go home, you put it over to the side, and it's kind of over with. Maybe you apply it, maybe you don't. But development is ongoing. It's a commitment. Again, you know, are you reading 10 pages of a book a day? You know, it's a little small steps. Are you listening to two or three audios a day? You know, what are you listening to on your way to work? You know, how many days a week are you putting yourself around that community of like-minded people? So it's an intentional commitment of positive influence.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's about positive influence. And folks, you know, you can have leadership. You may be practicing leadership, but the key is to know that influence is the soul of leadership. It's about taking what you've learned, taking beyond what Ryan has mentioned. He really spoke beautifully about taking that competence to breed the confidence and then taking it one step further. Going and impacting other people. So basically, it's not just what you've learned and growing your life, but taking it one step to influence others.
So true.
Then you give back to people, create that impact, it results in positive influence. So who would you say, Ryan, is your role model and why?
There's a few. So I have those who, a couple of them I've met. And so I have a role model in the financial space. His name is Orrin Woodward. There's another guy, Chris Brady. These guys have, you know, created phenomenal results financially. They've written the books. They've taught the classes and the workshops. I follow. I learn. I identified people. Here's why. I've identified people who get results in the areas of interest to me. And so finances is absolutely one. The other is speaking, you know, and I hope to just encourage the audience with this quick story, Divya. You know, I went to college, like I said, at NC State, and, you know, it took me 5.5 years to graduate. Had no idea what I really wanted to become when I was in college. And when I would sign up for classes, I would look at the syllabus, and if the syllabus had public speaking, you know, something of that magnitude on the syllabus, I would drop the class because I just refused to take that route. And here we are now today, and it's one of the things that I do pretty consistently. But I heard a quote from Warren Buffett, who's another financial mentor that I follow, and he said that until you're able to effectively communicate your message, you'll always live below your means. And I was like, wow. So I'm going to allow, you know, an excuse or fear to keep me below my means. I refused to be that person. And so I went out and began to study those who do well at public speaking. And there's so many of those, one being Les Brown, who I've had the pleasure to meet. You know, another part of this journey is, you know, it's amazing how you can one day, you know, you're like, man, you know, you kind of idolize these individuals and you wonder, man, how would I ever communicate with them or talk to them or be in the room with them? And then one day, you know, you're shaking hands with them, sitting at a table with them. And so it's phenomenal. So anyway, a little off the story there. Les Brown in that speaking space. There's several pastors, you know, here locally. I have some individuals who, you know, again, are just right here in my backyard. One guy is actually Justin. He's a millennial because I believe we can learn from so many other people. And so, you know, I try to keep a broad array of mentors because, you know, one may be good in one area, but not so good in another. And so a spiritual mentor is mine. I love following T.D. Jakes. I love following Miles Monroe. I just love his principle-based teaching that just goes across. It's universal laws around, and he covers a vast majority of things from marriage to relationships to finances to business. A very successful individual who we've lost, but those have been some long-distance mentors of mine that I've really gleaned a lot from.
That's phenomenal and such a great idea that, you know, it's not necessary that you can only have one role model, but you can have many, because you could love one quality in one and you could love another quality in another. So, and that's the beauty of conversations, folks. You know, the more you talk to people, the more you connect, the more perspectives you achieve. And as you talked about, right, we are what we think, mm-hmm. along with we are what we eat. So it's really important as to what are we feeding ourselves. Yes. In terms of everything, folks, it goes for a relationship, it goes for your self-relationship, it goes with financing relationship, with your people relationships, market relationships as an entrepreneur, everything. So, Ryan, when would you say that you have been most satisfied in your life?
Most recently, with the birth of my son, who's now just turned 7 months old. And so anytime I'm with him, and of course my wife, and who I just, you know, left downstairs to come up and join you, Divya. But, you know, that's, you know, I never knew, you know, life could be so sweet, you know, before having my son. So that's personally, but more from a business perspective, you know, It's in the room that we were just in Thursday, where, you know, I'm looking around the room and I'm seeing that people's lives are being changed, that they're being inspired. And that's why I want my dream is to travel the world inspiring audiences, because that's really when I feel the most fulfilled, is when I'm giving back. And I think that's probably where you're headed with this point. And it's the way we're created, you know, as human beings, is to serve, is to give of ourselves to others. So, you know, anytime, you know, I'm able to sit down with some, you know, a young person or older person, and hopefully inspire them and help them overcome some of those self-limiting beliefs. If I'm speaking to an audience and, you know, I see the head nod that they're getting it. You know, if I'm sitting with, you know, teaching a group of children and they're smiling and they're laughing, you know, I'm most fulfilled, Divya, and I feel like I'm giving back to mankind, and their lives are, you know, somewhat being impacted as a result of that.
Very well said, and you're absolutely right. Of course, you know, having children, I think, so that is the, regardless whether it's your kids or whether you're part of children, you know, they just bring such innocent and beautiful joy, which is, you know, full of faith and trust and yes. No doubts, and the dreams are alive. So, and when you talk about, you know, the times that are fulfilling is when you're speaking or when you're helping someone, and when you see that light of joy and that light of success in them, there's nothing more gratifying.
No.
Well said.
Nothing at all.
So, what things do you not like to do?
Oh, great question. It's funny, not Well, it's been a couple of weeks ago now. I went through this intensive weekend of gratitude training here locally in Raleigh. And the instructor, and I say that again, I hope your audience catches it, that, you know, no matter what level of success you may or may not have accomplished, you never make it. You always got to be learning and growing. If not, you're dying. And so in this training, he asked the question. I knew he was kind of setting me up, but I wanted to participate. And so he said, give me one thing that you, he asked the audience, and so I volunteered. He said, give me something that you have to do, but you don't like to do it. And I raised my hand, knowing I was, taking the bait. And I said, driving in traffic. And he said, okay, so that's something you have to do. I said, yep. If I have early meetings scheduled where I live in conjunction to the city of Raleigh, early in the morning, traffic backs up pretty bad. And he said, well, Ryan, what's the worst thing that would happen if you didn't take that drive into traffic? And so, I went down this whole path of just all the bad things that would happen if I didn't do it. And he said, and it ended up being pretty bad. Just this scenario that he kind of walked me through and built it up, to losing my job, to, not having, whatever. And it just ended up being a pretty bad deal. And he said, if you didn't go, is it as bad? No, he said, is going, driving in traffic, is it as bad as what would happen if you didn't? I was like, well, obviously not. He said, well, then just reframe it. He said, it's don't look at it as you have to do it. Look at it as if you get to do it. And so I began to reframe a lot of things to your question that I don't like to do into, I get to do those things. And so, for me, and actually just having this conversation with my wife, we're working on a project right now with the Jobs for Life organization. And, I can't say that I'm just thrilled to do it. But you know what? I get to do it. And the results of it are going to be life changing. And so there's not a lot, I'll say. Now, I'm still working on the traffic thing, but there's not a lot that I'm so blessed and fortunate. There's not a lot that I have to do that I just don't like to do. My mom taught me early, back to childhood, those principles. My mom said, Ryan, you always have a choice. And so it framed a lot of things for me. It was like, okay, well, I always have a choice. So if I choose to do it, then, kind of embrace it because you don't have to. Now, you might not like the results of not doing it either, right? But you still get to choose. And so if you're going to choose to do it, then try to do it happy and realize that you're blessed and you get to do it. And I look at, my situation, and look at the situations of so many others here in America and even beyond, we're so blessed. We're so fortunate that, it's just almost hard, if not impossible, to complain justifiably. But that whole personal development piece, Divya, I believe plays a big part into that. And so I just try to live and frame things as being very blessed and fortunate.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like if you're doing it, if you have the choice, then just do it rather than complaining about it. Mm-hmm. And just to give a little bit of depth to it, folks, if there are things you don't like doing it, and now you're an entrepreneur, and if you decide that you just want to play in the zone of your genius, you can delegate it out to somebody else does it a whole lot better and who has the mastery of their craft. Mm-hmm. So what Ryan is saying is that what you do, do it with love and don't complain. Right. That is such a beautiful perspective to have, Ryan.
Yes, thank you. Well, now, and if I can be transparent, Divya, since you kind of framed it that way, I can't say that I really like doing social media, right? I can't say that I like it. Like, I'd rather not do it. So to your point as to sourcing some things out that you may not enjoy doing. And again, it's just that, I'm just not a detail guy. And so some of those things, I'd just rather not. So great question, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks always know that, you know, there are different perspectives, and there are sometimes we don't like making our bed or folding our clothes. So rather than spending that time, you know, put some music on and enjoy that chore, rather than thinking of it as a chore, is that okay? Actually, you know, I would love to share a story where recently I was watching, I do not recall who this person was, but she was from Asia, and she has been designated as, I cannot recall her name, but she has been designated as the best organizer, and her calendar is filled up to the extent that people have to wait for like 6 to 8 months to hire her. And she said that, you know, folding clothes gave her pleasure, and I was just kind of listening to her video on YouTube, and I'm like, let's see what she's got to say. And she said that every single time she folds the clothes, she says, you know, you have served me so well because you have given me joy, you have taken me different places, you have helped me made impression on other people, you have helped me get compliments. And, you know, the beauty in being open to the perspectives is that I was blown away. I would have never thought about having that kind of relationship with clothes.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Wow, but the power of association, right? That helps you to frame that way. Yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way. Wow.
Yeah, I hadn't either. And then it just goes to show that when you put different perspective and a different meaning to what you're doing in life, it's almost like you can have a whole day with mindful joy. And that's the beauty of bringing mindfulness to your life.
Yes.
So if somebody were to ask you, what would you say your superpower is? Or if you want to share, what's your spirit animal?
So I've been coached and mentored into owning, and not only owning it, but living it. And, you know, it's presence. You know, I next, of course, you know, God gifting me, but then also being intentional about further developing it. It's having this presence that attracts people. And that I learned that early in my personal development journey, when I heard a quote that said, success isn't something that you pursue. Success is something you attract by becoming an attractive person. And so I became very intentional about, you know, becoming a person that people wanted to be around, being a person that people felt important around, developing the skill set of listening, you know, going to the principles of Stephen Covey of seeking first to understand, then be understood, you know, reading the books by Dale Carnegie of How to Win Friends and Influence People. So just, you know, developing the skills of how to better and most effectively deal with people. And so I would say that that would be, if you know, for the sake of the language, I humbly say the superpower is learning to deal with people, you know, meeting people where they are. You know, it takes intentional, far from mastery here, but, you know, not being judgmental and, you know, having compassion and empathy and just, you know, realizing that, you know, it could have been me, and really, you know, loving. I guess that's just the simplest way to put it. It's just loving people. And learning how to, again, effectively, you know, deal with people and, you know, how to respond versus react. And so just those skill sets, Divya, of dealing with people. And that's been something that I've definitely had to work on and definitely still working to improve.
Yes, that's, you know, it's a continuous improvement project, right? Mm-hmm. You can never know everything. And when you look at the things, I always share that there is this circular pie, and the piece of the the slice of the pie of things that you know is such a small sliver of the whole pie.
Yes.
And there are things that you know you don't know, and then the rest of the, probably like I would say 98% of the pie is comprised of things you don't know you don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that definitely makes sense, and I love the superpower, and I can definitely see that within you.
Thank you.
Tell our listeners, you know, if they had any questions or if they wanted to connect with you on social media, how would they connect and share your websites or whatever it is that may interest our audience? Because, you know, they've heard so much about you. So do share about Jobs for Life. Also do share about the Triangle Entrepreneurial Leadership, and as well as your contact information, right?
Sure. Thank you, Divya. So, my name is Ryan Ray, and I can be found on social media, Facebook, Twitter. It's actually Ryan Floyd Ray. It's my full name. Triangle Entrepreneurial Leadership. We have a page and a group at TELRTP. That's for Triangle Entrepreneurial Leadership Research Triangle Park, for the triangle. If you just Google or search Triangle Entrepreneurial Leadership, we're out there. And as Divya mentioned, we did want to just share briefly, you know, in this pursuit of educating and empowering people, of changing lives and transforming communities, and, you know, being this leader out in the community, you know, I want to share with the listeners that people are watching, and I shared this story a little bit Thursday. You know, people are paying attention to who you are, to how you behave, to how you show up, you know, to what is your impact, how you treat other people, how you treat your family. And so as a result of that, a local charitable organization that teaches people, integrity and character and the value of the dignity of work. We basically educate and empower people with the soft skills to succeed in a meaningful career. But anyway, this organization was without leadership, and they were looking for someone to come over and take leadership of the organization. And it's called Jobs for Life, just like it sounds, Jobs for Life. You can find that organization at jobsforlife.org. And so this organization brought us in, and we've been able to lead now for about 4 months. And we're tasked with, you know, again, we teach an 8-week curriculum where we wrap our resources and training around individuals who may be unemployed, who may be underemployed, or may not be feeling like they're doing meaningful work. You know, maybe they, you know, don't feel like they're being fulfilled in their work. And so we help people to go through this curriculum where we focus on integrity, we focus on character, or we focus on, again, how to build community. And so this organization is a growing organization. It's actually a global organization. We're all over the country, United States, and actually in 6 other countries, but our headquarters is here in Raleigh, North Carolina. So I want to encourage you to go out, take a look if you're interested in, you know, getting involved in some nonprofit work. It's a worthy cause. And if you're an entrepreneur who wants some training and development, surely check out Triangle Entrepreneurial Leadership. And you can email me at info@telrtp.com for Triangle Entrepreneurial Leadership, or rray at jobsforlife.org.
And listeners, you know, you asked, where is Ryan located? Ryan is in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan, what a pleasure. You know, as always, it's such a joy to have this conversation with you. And I'm sure our listeners got several nuggets that they can take and implement in their lives. So as a parting gift, what would you share would be your one or two, very quick, we've got a couple of minutes left, mm-hmm. one or two quick nuggets that they can implement in their lives, starting from tomorrow.
Well, you know, I would say to first and foremost, you know, get present. And by that, I mean, for just a few minutes. I mean, if it's 5 minutes, if it's 10 minutes, if it's 15 minutes, of course, the longer you can do this, the better, but it is a skill that has to be developed. Just get present with yourself, and not looking at your current situation, right? Not looking at your finances, not looking at, you know, your situation and the challenges that you have ahead of you tomorrow. But if you could take out a blank sheet of paper and write your story, if you could narrate your life story, what would that be? And I would encourage our listeners to begin that journey of dreaming a big dream. You know, what do you feel called to do? Who do you feel called to impact? Have that conversation with yourself. Again, those self-limiting beliefs and our current situation and circumstances, you know, it's not a matter of can you go do it tomorrow. It's just getting present and accepting what that is. And then from there, it's developing a hunger to now become the person who can achieve that.
Fantastic, Ryan. And one, we have got very quick 30 seconds left. Quick question for you. Is Job for Life available throughout the country, or is it just focused in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina?
So we're headquartered in Raleigh, but we are a national organization. We're in all but 8 states here in the United States of America. So we're nationwide.
Okay, folks, you know, do get it if you get a chance, and if you need any resources, please do check it out, jobsforlife.org. And Ryan, it was such a pleasure having you. And listeners, this show would not be possible without you. Thank you for being engaged. And thank you for listening, because this show is for you. I'm here at your service and to support you in your life's journey and for you to pursue your dreams and achieve success. So anytime you need to contact me, reach out to me at contact@divyaparekh.com. And until next Monday, be brilliant and take care. And want to give my thanks to Rebel, our show engineer. Without her, the show would not be possible. Thank you, Ray, and thank you, listeners. Take care.
Thank you, Divya.
Thank you for being part of Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. We hope you have learned more about how to start living the life you want. Each week on Beyond Confidence, you hear stories of real people who have experienced growth by overcoming their fears and building meaningful relationships. During Beyond Confidence, Divya Parekh shares what happened to her when she stepped out of her comfort zone to work directly with people across the globe. She not only coaches people how to form heart connections, but also transform relationships to mutually beneficial partnerships as they strive to live the life they want. If you are ready to live the life you want and leverage your strengths, learn more at www.divyaparekh.com. And you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. We look forward to you joining us next week, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.